Welcome to the Yahtzee Hour. I'm your host, Richard Spencer. Here's my co-host, Mr. Gorka. How are we doing?
Gorka!
Nah, just kidding. It's the Power Hour. Fuck the Nazis. How are we doing, Dan? Doing good?
Oh, man. We're doing all right.
We're ready to talk some ACC football action with our special guest, Cam Newton, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Wow. Cam Newton, expert on the ACC.
You'd think he would know more about the SEC, but he loves the tradition of the ACC. Before we jump into that, any major – it seems like there was no major sports news this week, right? Are we in, like, that weird lull? Is this the calm before the storm?
Yeah, especially, like, in a few weeks, everything's going to break – like, all hell's going to break open because you're going to have, like, the first big week of college football. It's going to be the same weekend as Conor McGregor. The NFL is going to be starting up soon. Basketball season's not too far away, is it? Like, it's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, we got basketball about to break October.
Loose. Everything's about to break loose.
John Madden football comes out next week. We're almost there. We're almost at the promised land. Now is not the time to look back,
people. Yeah, I hope you actually do call Madden John Madden football.
I do.
John Madden football 2019.
18. And that's what it should be called. I think I'm going to get the GOAT edition, though. Of John Madden football, Dan. Not because I play Ultimate Team mode or anything weird. I just want to play it 3 days earlier. I'll pay $20 to do that.
I never buy back-to-back Maddens. If I buy it 1 year, I don't buy it the next year.
See, I started playing last year's, and I don't know if I'm, like, ready to get back to the NFL after the Falcons stuff. It was, like, a lot of memories started coming back, and it hurt Dan. So let's see if I can get over those memories talking about some ACC football action. And let's jump to it. Is that good?
Yeah, sounds
good. Okay. Are we ready? Jump into this?
Let's do it.
All right. And welcome to the Power Hours ACC Previews. I'm here with Dan. And Dan, you want to introduce our special guest?
Oh, a longtime friend of the show. He was last year's ACC correspondent.
Wait, did you? You said ACC. Man, you told me we were coming on to do critical analysis of Disney movies in the golden era of Hollywood. You didn't say anything about football.
I don't like
that. Well, I brought my Mickey Mouse voice. What the hell? This is going to be awful.
I should have been.
We're
going to
have no idea.
I thought we were doing Disney films, Sicker of World War II. So I've spent all day watching films on how to buy bonds.
You grew up in the Southeast?
We're talking ACC football camp. What makes you
False.
An ACC guy?
False.
What are your qualifications here? No, well.
You grew up in the deep
in
South.
The
there's a difference.
You grew up in, like, the mid-Atlantic.
The difference is evil hatred and then just
the
mediocre
actual,
hatred.
The ACC covers the actual Southeast.
Okay, sure.
No, you grew up in the North, and that's what you get in the deep South, mediocre. You get, Ryan, you get the people who didn't have enough money to run away from all the black people, and then up there were the people who had enough money to be extra racist.
Yeah, Mississippi is really known as a hotbed of tolerance.
Tolerance,
that's what I think.
Jackson, Mississippi is a socialist president. So
they're called mayors.
Civics
now.
Is not a strong suit
until the Generalissimo takes over and we get everything renamed.
But Cam, what?
Sure.
No.
I guess we can get biased out because everything's fake news. So I may as well say that I did
go to the
University of North Carolina Cheaters.
I believe you went to an ACC.
They gave me my degree, no classes. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Really, I was just friends with an athlete, so that's all you had to do. Just be close enough.
Yeah, because you played badminton, right? It wasn't even like a scholarship. It was just a record.
Well, that is the thing about UNC. They do have, but that is the thing about UNC. It's like the Berkeley of the South. They have 47 scholarship sports. Like, it's not like, that's the other thing you have to know about the ACC as compared to the SEC. And the SEC,
that's a recent thing.
You guys only care
that.
About
there,
football.
There is
and,
nothing
and
better.
Some
than
of you care about college baseball.
Well, no, Dan. Awesome.
So
we also care about softball for the girls.
Okay.
Yeah,
and so there's
it's a ton of fun to watch, and I don't even like watching softball. It's a ton of fun to watch.
It draws better ratings than college basketball regular season games at this point.
Yeah, I like the pants on the girls. Not to be a little
Okay.
That does sound like the other.
All right. All right, guy who
ACC
lived with
school.
Me in my freshman dorm. Who just walked over to the softball field every day to creep with your dick out. Like, that's not good.
Yeah, who hasn't? Who?
Sure.
Yeah, and Dan, let's get this out of the way, too. You went to, you're a fan. Or did you go to? I never forget which school you went to. But you're
sure. I like to keep my cards close to the vest on who I cheer for. I don't like anybody to know anything. Oh. No, I went to the University of North. Well, I fucked up. I went to North Carolina State University. Yeah. North Carolina
State
University.
They're going to have a good year this year.
Raleigh,
they're going to have a good year.
The home of the Wolfpack, where the Red and White State, we know we are the best. The Hambrider Pack, we can take out on the rest. Go to hell, Carolina. Devils Deep Standalone, the Red and White from NC State. Go State. That's
so
our whole fight song. Yeah, we're going to go 7-6, and it's going to be the best 7-6 you ever saw.
Gator Bowl, baby.
We never get to go to a good bowl game. We always get to play in, like, the bowl game where you play in Tampa Bay's baseball stadium. You know, where it's like, oh, yeah, you play in the Tropicana Bowl, or the formerly known as the Bitcoin Bowl. This year it's gonna be the Half Guarded Bowl.
That's true. So if you're listening to this for advice on how to pick your squad, just
podcast,
listen to Zach.
I'm the only non-biased voice here when it comes to judging the ACC. I have no horse. Yeah, if you want to know who's gonna win the ACC. Listen to me. There's no bias. There's no fake news. There's none of that. There's no politics. Or
yeah, but it was actually a callback to him talking about the girl pants being creepy. You see?
That guy's not
He's
on
making
the
deep
anymore,
jokes
sir.
Over there.
He is
no
in my
one
heart.
Gets those jokes.
He is in my heart.
Oh. Oh, man. Have you gotten a deal with Sinclair yet? Like, what the hell? Like, this is good.
I mean, if you
start,
mean down as in they're not going to win the national championship.
Let's start with the defending national champion. That's Clemson. Clemson's going to have a down year, right? This isn't just me being silly, right? You know,
yeah,
I mean, not
fair.
Go to the playoffs. I mean, it's the team that's been in the playoffs or won the ACC, what, the past two or three years. I don't think
they're
doing
that. I still
think
they're
a top
10, top 15
loss team.
Three seems a little strong, but two, they definitely feel like they'll be at least a two-loss team.
Yeah, I think they're decent, but I don't think it's the playoff. I think they will not be in the top tier when we're talking in November.
Here's my worry about this Clemson team. I think I might be – I think Dabo is not a great X's and O's mind, and they don't really have a very good offensive coordinator either. I kind of worry without Deshaun Watson, this offense is just going to fall into a toilet.
Yeah. I think when I look at Clemson, that's my biggest fear. Because
Clemson felt like a good team in the ACC, though.
That
defense is going
to
be
Watson, wasn't that special.
They'd go like two or three deep on the defensive line. It's going to be nasty, man.
I don't know if they're going to replace
Which is so funny, because their defense was awful about 4 or 5 years ago. And then Venable
shows up, and
Clemson has like
known
said, hey, we should probably run in practice.
Great pass rush.
Might be a good idea to, you know, not get tired after half of the football game, and then all of a sudden, holy crap, they're scary.
Yeah, but if I'm Clemson, I am scared when I look at my schedule right away. Like, obviously, I'm not worried about Kent State, but then you do host Auburn, then you go to Louisville. The next
I'm very worried about Kent State. I don't know if you can handle that about them Golden Eagles.
Yeah, but then you do have to travel to Virginia Tech, which can always be a weird place to play. And then you do get FSU at home towards the end of the season. So that's why it's
you're in the ACC Atlantic. You're running into the best,
probably
man.
One of those three teams. You know, but besides that, not the hardest schedule in the world. You're not really running into the best of the ACC, in my opinion, if you're Clemson.
Yeah, but the other games in that four-week span is Louisville and Virginia Tech.
Anytime you can play Boston College and then Wake Forest.
And both of those are away games.
Tough schedule. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they didn't get an easy draw on the other side either.
But you do get FSU at home. I mean, you do host your biggest.
But they're FSU. Like, you still gotta play them. Like,
but it's
if
Death
you're in
Valley,
the coastal,
right?
If you're in the coastal and you're not Miami, like you get to play as your cross divisional game, like Wake, and then you get and
that would be
it.
Like Wake
okay,
Forest.
You know what, they could have drawn Miami.
That would be like a Wake Forest difficult schedule.
So it could be worse.
I mean, that'd be really crappy for Miami if they had to play Clemson and Florida State the same year. I think they intentionally avoid that.
Yeah. So, but I feel like you guys are maybe a little more high on their defense.
I feel ashamed.
The guys inside the ACC to me is like maybe an outsider.
It's just their defense is going to be
another
so
team in the Atlantic that's going to score points
just
on
nasty. Like, I don't know how anybody scores points on them other than Florida State. Like, that's the big issue.
Huh?
Maybe. We'll get to them, but that particular team seems like people figured them out last year as the season wore on.
Let's jump to that team now. This was the hot team last year. I believe we're talking about Louisville, home of Lamar Jackson, the Heisman winner from last year. Probably considered,
but the end of
the most instantly regretted
Heisman. No one stood up. Everyone's like,
"Yeah,
that's all right. We all know
pretty awesome."
Like, as soon as he won, everybody was like, "Ugh, we shouldn't have done that."
I don't want to be in these crappy commercials with all these old guys. Just please, I don't want any part of this.
I got things to do that night. Like,
OJ's getting out of prison soon. I don't want to be part of this.
Like, I don't want to be around Steve Spurrier with his shirt off.
They've
That's
got
weird
to
me.
They've got to.
Like, I don't know. Like, God, will Capital One pay to put OJ in a Heisman commercial?
Yes.
Because that would be
you
very good.
You know it's
good.
Coming.
And just, like, he walks in, and then everybody else just goes, all right, we're out of here, and then bang, cut to black.
But let's talk Louisville real quick, because they do open with a weird three-week stretch, which I don't love. Because, like, Louisville goes to Purdue week one.
3-0.
That's weird. You know, what they're going to know what to do in that kind of environment. Then you go to at UNC, then you host Clemson. I mean, Louisville could start 1-2 maybe, right?
Yeah, they're going to beat Carolina.
I'm just saying, the Louisville team I watched at the end of last year could go to Purdue and blow that game. I don't like that Louisville team that much at all.
No! Purdue, have you forgotten who Purdue's coach is?
But Kentucky beat them last year.
You forgotten who Purdue's coach is? You have forgotten. You've forgotten our Pentagon, and you've forgotten Purdue's head coach. Purdue's head coach is Jeff Brohm. Where did Jeff Brohm go to school? Went to Louisville. Who was his coach? Bobby Petrino. Who taught him everything he knows? Bobby Petrino. Jeff Brohm ain't beating Bobby Petrino.
Oh, really, Dan? Because I can think of another matchup where the student beat the master, a little movie called Star Wars. Obi-Wan Kenobi lost to Darth Vader. This could be a Star Wars
match. He didn't lose. He threw it to help Luke.
Maybe Petrino throws it to help his boy.
Bobby Petrino feels nothing for anybody. He's Big Van Vader. He feels no pain, and he does that other thing in that catchphrase.
But here are the scary things for Louisville, I think. I think you go to FSU, and God forgive me for saying this, but you also go to NC State. I don't love that.
I mean, hey, NC State has been the graveyard. Playing in Raleigh has been the graveyard of many empires.
Afghanistan or whatever of the ACC. But it does
it's
like
usually
teams
either NC State or Carolina
kind of
that goes
season.
In there and blows their season. It's
usually
does
scare you.
And one of those teams is NC State. Yeah. Like, nothing gets out of Raleigh alive.
But,
can I let you guys
look
know
at this,
a
and then like you close the year at Kentucky.
I got to win
in
the ACC.
Like four games this year. I don't like this team at all. Maybe it's your influence, Dan, but I hate.
Well, so
Louisville this year. Am I crazy?
Sure. Sure.
Hit me.
Mid South bias. No, here's
why
here,
is that
the logic
what
for
you
me.
Like
is
about
last year
is that
we
Memphis?
Were
is that Memphis bias?
We were trying to pick between like Clemson
that's
and Florida
mid,
State. Clemson and Florida State. These are the best teams.
That's mid South bias.
And we ended up, or I ended up taking Clemson, saying they got the best quarterback. Louisville's got the best quarterback. No one else in the ACC has a proven quarterback at all. I know that at the end of the year they look rough, very rough. But, I mean, I think they got a lot coming back on offense. They have everything coming back on offense. They got a new coordinator on defense. They've got Trevon Young, I believe he's a D lineman coming back because he was injured last year. Man, I think they're gonna be tight.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with Louisville. Here's the problem with Louisville. Their defense is going to be just hot trash. Because, like, every year Charlie Strong's been gone, the defense has gotten a little bit worse. And now all of Charlie Strong's guys are gone. And now they've got a whole new coordinator on top of that. So you've got no defensive talent, and you've got a new coach who's unproven. It's not their defense is going to give up 100 points.
You don't think you get that weird new coordinator bump that we see defenses get sometimes?
Well, that's just the question.
Are
the players
reason,
good or not?
Kind of play better.
Who knows?
Because we saw it.
I mean, I don't think that new voice is going to counter out, like, oh, none of our players are any good.
No, it's not. But again,
I mean, if you look at Bobby Petrino's track record with recruiting defensive players.
And I just don't know if there's any other
It's not great.
I don't know if there's any other team. Like, we already just talked about Clemson, who's, you know, one of the other two great teams on that side. And you were like, I don't know if they have a quarterback. I don't know if their offense has anything. They're going to be pissed.
Well, I think there's a team. The name's FSU. And I think after what happened to them last year versus Louisville, it ain't going to happen this year. I think FSU, it's going to be a rude awakening for Louisville. So Louisville's going
to... I think they just lose to FSU, but FSU's schedule is hard.
You're always going to...
And so I think FSU drops two, and Louisville...
I think they lose to FSU and Clemson this year. Yeah.
Here's my other fun reason of why I decided to pick
Louisville. I think Louisville loses four games.
My other fun reason of why I picked Louisville over Florida State is Florida State's going to be boring. I think they lose. They're going to be Jimbo Fisher. Who cares? I don't want to watch. But dang it, Louisville's going to be funny shit to watch. I'm just going to watch every game because who cares?
Yeah. Like Louisville's just going to be like a wheel on fire rolling down the road.
Well, what scares me about Louisville... I think they're going to be like a hard bend, not break team. And eventually they're going to break on the road to some dumb. Like, that's why I look at like an NC State game and I'm like, that's probably where like they lose a dumb game.
No, you know, Louisville's definitely going to lose
NC State. Not like, mark that in your book now. But they're going
to
lose.
No, they're losing to NC State. And then NC State will then turn around and lose to like Wake.
Wow, we went like,
that is how Louisville, that is definitely going to happen.
To Wake. You're going in your order that you predicted, right? Right? 1, 2, 3, 4.
But you know what? You mentioned Wake. Let's jump to Wake Forest now and talk some Wake Forest. Yeah, I want to save FSU. No, I want to save FSU for a little bit, but I want to move to Wake. We're in a weird time at Wake, right, Dan? Is this a new era?
Yeah, I think Wake's actually going to be pretty decent this year, actually. Like I think I mean, like their defense has been good every year, although they are replacing their very good coordinator, so that like their offense can't be terrible forever, can it? Like eventually they have to like play something close to football.
Yeah, I look at that schedule.
Six week stretch, they go App State, FSU, Clemson, Georgia Tech, Louisville, Notre Dame.
You go to
Georgia State, Louisville,
Notre Dame, and you're
that is brutal.
Oh, so we got two wins.
Probably maybe two losses. That could be six. That could be your seeds. But you know what? If you win one of those games in your Wake, you could probably win the rest. Wake could be.
I think they'll beat App. I don't see them losing to App.
They could probably beat Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame.
They'll probably beat Notre Dame because he's probably getting fired by my mid season.
Someone else will be dead at that point. Brian Kelly will kill another, and they could be in trouble.
He will kill again. He will out himself as being the reincarnation of Jack the Ripper.
But no, Cam, you talk about that.
You hope
stretch,
you win two of those. You win three. You feel good.
I mean, stretch for Wake. And you probably got to win. You got to win Tech or App State. Those are probably your most realistic games to win that stretch. It makes better. You win three, you get a fucking statue made after you.
There you go.
The Wake coach.
There you go.
But I do think Wake. I think Wake's a bowl team this year. I think that's fair to say.
I think they are a bowl quality team that will not make a bowl. Well, I think if they were in the Coastal, they would have seven wins.
Yeah. I want to couple this next preview though.
Is Boston College still in the ACC?
We're going to talk about them both at the same time because they both suck. And that's Boston College and Syracuse.
Syracuse is going to be good. You're wrong. Yeah, we ain't kicked them out yet. You're off the mark on Syracuse. Syracuse is going to be frisky.
Well, I look at Syracuse's schedule. They probably win their first three, maybe. I mean, like you go to LSU, it's probably like a 50.
They could win that game.
They're not going to beat LSU, Dan.
They could.
And it might be the dumbest thing you've ever said in your life.
No, because here's why.
Here's why.
Ed Orgeron. We want Ed Orgeron to be good. We like him because he's a jolly fat man who doesn't speak English, who eats jambalaya and loves gumbo. And I like to get to play a cookie. Then they know somebody loves them because you love people who give you cookie. I mean that. So we want that to be successful. But
no,
Ed
we don't. It's
first
not
time
Ed Orgeron,
as a head coach,
the coordinator. That's why I like
it. Okay, but no. You can't just like have a head coach. who's
hey,
like,
their last head
defective.
Coach thought this guy was made of
and
marshmallow.
And then, like,
too.
Well, our coordinator's a Mensa genius.
Yes.
Our head coach
it's
thinks
the
sky
it's
is made
Reagan.
Of marshmallow.
It's the Ronald Reagan strategy.
Like, wow.
Yeah. It's not like
and how well did that work out?
And like, it worked. They won a national championship with Les. This is LSU could win the national championship this year. They're not
that's what I'm
there.
Saying is LSU could win the national championship or they could go 4-8. Because
earth,
nobody
you know
knows
earth,
with Ed Orgeron.
The earth can stop spinning, too. But here's the other issue with Syracuse.
Like, all
you
things are possible with Ed Orgeron.
Yeah.
Dan's got Syracuse beating
LSU
Louisville and Clemson.
Then you go to
Florida
NC
State.
State. Then you play Pittsburgh.
They
then
could
you play
win that
Clemson.
Game. They could win that game.
Then you play Miami. Then you play Florida.
They could win that game.
Then you go at Louisville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they ain't beating Clemson. They could beat Louisville.
Dan, do you have a cousin that's coaching at Syracuse? What do you think?
His name is Dino Babers, and he's brought Baylor to the North, and they're going to score a shit ton of points.
No,
I'm
Dan,
you.
Don't you think Baylor is a better talent pool to pull from than Syracuse?
Yeah, and the,
maybe,
and the
like they're the fifth
and the
like
Baylor
the
system. The Baylor
Texas.
System, though, you don't have to have all
the talent.
Still
more talent than
you
got to
have
New
certain
State,
types
period.
Of talent.
Not if you're the only school in the Northeast.
There's no talent up there, and they all go everywhere else.
Nah, but the,
like, all
no,
they
the difference there
is
the offensive line. Like the Northeast has
need.
Skill position
that's what
players.
Not even
this
like
doesn't have
receiver talent
out of
the North. The Northeast compared to Texas is a it might as well be Canada.
I mean, doesn't the North have that? Doesn't it?
But they don't go anywhere there though too. Like no one's going to Syracuse. If you're a good player in New York,
I mean the North. I mean
Syracuse. Sorry.
Because it's an ACC school.
No, you're gonna go to Penn State. You're gonna go to a Big Ten school.
You don't have to have Penn State talent to be good.
And on
like
top
he's
of that,
recruiting against Rutgers.
And
you realize like where would you rather go? Would you rather play for Rutgers and lose to Michigan by 900 points? Or would you rather go a little bit north to Syracuse, play in a dome, so you ain't got to play in the cold?
No, why don't I go
and
south?
And score a billion points.
Why don't
hey,
I go south
I,
to another school that's looking? You don't have to just go. This isn't 1970 anymore.
Because I want
anymore.
My mama to see me.
Fuck you,
I want my
watch
mama to
TV.
Watch me play football.
And it's just like...
I can go play in Syracuse. I'll never have to play in the cold because all
okay,
the
Dan,
teams they
Dan,
play are in the
Dan,
south. And then
Dan,
they play in a dome.
I want to ask you a little fact here. Brooklyn just had its best recruit in 20 years for line at line. Where did he go to school? He went to the University of Georgia. They're not going to Syracuse, man. There's no money.
They don't
There's
need
no
it.
Booster.
They don't need
There's
that
no
talent
booster
to be
at Syracuse
good.
Giving you a car. No one's
I,
going
I,
to
I
Syracuse.
Don't know what you, I don't know what, this, what world we're in where it's like, hey, Syracuse, you can't win the national championship. Well, no, I didn't say they could.
No,
but
you
they,
said
can they
could
score
maybe
a shit ton
Clemson.
Of I did not. I said they could beat Louisville.
That's terrible.
I said they'll beat Louisville. I said they could beat Louisville. I said they could beat Pitt. I expect them to beat Pitt this year. I don't think Pitt's going to be all that good. Pitt
That's
lost
ridiculous.
A lot.
This is the team that won 4 games last year, and you have to, you think
in their
they're
first
pickable.
Year. Like you like it's their first year with a new coach, and he immediately made them a fun
ACC
team in 1 year.
They suck.
Now he's got a second
here.
Year.
I can sum this up.
And
I
yeah,
can sum
and they're gonna suck even more. I got Syracuse.
The bias
no. games.
People
two
think
games.
Syracuse is gonna be good.
That's insane.
The
they lost the game
guy.
By like 70 points last year.
Yeah, it was their first year with a new offense.
Yeah. But you know what? Next week, Dan, when I mentioned like Florida could maybe
hey, they both use the color orange.
My throat for some reason.
Yeah, because they're awful.
But you've got Syracuse
but
winning. Like
because
a game.
I mean, okay, here's the difference.
You got Syracuse.
Florida's
going undefeated.
Okay, here's the big difference.
Ridiculous.
Florida's head coach is a mental defective, and Syracuse has an awesome head coach.
Do they?
Like that's a big difference.
Wait, the guy who came from Baylor, right?
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff comes from Baylor.
They coach football good.
Do they? Because I think part
they
of coaching football
games.
Is running a program. I wouldn't be shocked to
I'm not saying he'll be there in 4 years. I'm saying this year they're going to score a lot of points.
I don't think, Dan, I don't like your pro-Syracuse stance. I don't like your pro-rape stance that you're making now.
This is just you are still just upset that my boy William Sherman came down from the north and burned your podunk little town to the ground.
No,
and
you here's, take the, it here's out the real case. Syracuse is going to be awful. You know who else will be awful? Boston College. Let's talk Boston College.
They're first. Not even comparable, though.
They are.
That's not even comparable.
Not comparable.
Boston College. Boston
I hear they're constipated a lot, too. They have a hard time getting there.
Like, Boston College does nothing well. They can't run. They can't throw. They can't breathe. They can't defend. They
ain't winning
they
an ACC.
Don't know
no. Boston College will win one.
They
game.
Wake up in the middle of the
no.
night because they forgot how to breathe in their sleep.
No.
Like, nothing about that team functions.
I think they win one game. Yeah. They win one ACC game, and that's at Syracuse, November 20th. That's our best. That's our best.
Syracuse. Syracuse, I say this with all due respect to the city of Boston, which Boston College is not located in. Syracuse is going to beat them by 70 points.
I get Syracuse.
Syracuse is going to drop bombs on the bad teams they play.
That's ridiculous.
Like, if you are a bad team and you play Syracuse this year, they are going to light you the fuck up. And they're gonna scare the shit out of somebody who's good.
Highly unlikely. Let's jump to a team that we know is
good. All
right, good.
Gorilla Monsoon. Highly unlikely. What the
highly
fuck
unlikely. Let's jump to a team I think is going to be very good. That's Florida State. Florida State opens up versus Alabama.
What day?
Labor Day weekend.
What day is
in
that
the new
game?
Falcon Stadium. I got to beat in Alabama, and by a lot. I think FSU's going to whip
September the 2nd? Is that a Sunday?
First game. And I think they're going to whip the rest of the ACC.
Oh, it's a Saturday.
Good news. The Chick-fil-A will be open. That would be September the 2nd. It's a Saturday. You know what? There are other events being held in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. There's a soccer team.
Talk
place.
About a place I don't want to be.
Forget that.
And so I'm sure they put that Chick-fil-A just for the soccer.
No.
Well, and like the Garth Brooks concert that'll be there. Various events that don't take place on Sunday.
You don't like Garth Brooks?
But can you imagine the traffic?
What the fuck is wrong with you? I just want to. Nah, we gotta put everything on hold right now. There is nobody I have known in all of my days who loves 90s.
There is only one
more than our guest
music,
Cam
so. Kleiner,
and for him to shit on Garth Brooks is the most out of character.
Not 90s country. He's pop.
He's the king of 90s country. He is the he is the tide.
You should be
he
shot
is the
for
tide
that.
That lifted everybody else's boats up.
Before
you
wouldn't
really
know George Strait had 15-25 number one hits, but yeah, you're probably right.
Because before Garth Brooks,
of course,
was
I don't know his number one off top of me.
That's
head.
Bullshit.
15-25, that ain't a number. You're right. Making that up. George Strait was just some guy doing Alabama covers before Garth Brooks discovered him.
But let's jump back to FSU.
Now we gotta talk about Garth Brooks some more.
No,
like
we're not.
Standing outside
yeah,
the fire.
That's one of my only songs
that
I like.
That song
from
of
it.
The little retarded boy running a race for
what's
some
that,
reason.
What's
and
that creepy
falling
one?
Down,
what's that nerdy creepy
he gets
one
a
where
nose,
he's,
and then
he's talking
he
about
succeeds.
With that older
that's good
lady?
Stuff.
Thank.
No, that's that,
thank
no.
God for
call
your prayers. That's about a football game.
God Almighty! Get off of Garth Brooks. I'm tired
call
enough.
Call him Baton Rouge operator. Won't you put me on the line? Something, something, something. Got a Baton Rouge.
Please,
let's
Dan's just googling.
And the thunder rolled, and the lightning strikes.
I want to jump to FSU.
Something goes
now,
cold
Dan.
On a sleepless night.
Can we cut Dan's mic? Thank you. Here's what. Yeah, he doesn't even know who Garth Brooks is.
I mean, oh my god. Next, you're gonna say you don't even like Brooks and Dunn.
Their season's almost like bookended because you play Alabama, you play Miami week three. Then you come back, you end your season versus Clemson and versus Florida, who sucks, but you should. It's still a big rivalry game. So to me, the season for FSU kind of comes down.
Nah,
to
they
got to
drop
games,
one of them,
right? The Bama game,
I mean,
Clemson game, Louisville game, and Miami game. Do you think they win all those four games? I'm ask you too.
I think they'll drop one of them. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be Miami because like they have to beat them one of these.
And it's early in the year, so that could be one.
Like they've been
I'm obviously
so,
hoping they drop
Miami
two of them.
Miami has been
so, my
so
thing
close
goes up there,
so many
but,
years in a row.
I mean, I think most people would
and
say they probably
have
drop
a
one of those.
Coach now, like they've got to beat them sometime. It's got to happen.
Huh? Yeah, but kill
yeah, I
Alabama.
Think
I don't know.
I think they kill Bama though. That's my first kind of major.
I'm not sold on Swall.
I agree with you because I think Alabama's offense is going to be all fucked up early in the season. I don't think Alabama's going to score any points.
Well, if I kill Alabama, in football. I mean, like.
But I'm not sold on anything involving Alabama's offense. I don't like their coordinator. I don't like the scheme they're trying to use with this young quarterback.
Well, who do we trust? The best coach in college football. But they're
somehow
going
to turn him into Tom Brady for some reason. Like, it's deranged to me. I don't understand.
More than you.
I don't understand it at all. I mean, how many good offenses has he ever coached?
Grambling, huh?
Tons.
You don't know about me. I took Grambling to the national championship.
They should. If they aren't, they have no balls.
I think the other big game, though, I think the one people are circle will be the Louisville game. I think we kind of all agree that FSU might be pretty pissed off and might win that game. Yeah. This is probably the game. This is the Bama game would be the games where I'm going to see if I'm really dumb about FSU this year. I think these are the two big tests.
I mean,
they come out,
they
beat Bama.
There's no doubt.
Let's
they could.
Maybe
they
could
also
Miami.
Lose
they
to Bama.
They come out and beat Louisville
lose to Miami
30,
and somehow slip
tells
up
you this team
NC
quit
State.
That's what I see.
It is a tough schedule. But they should do fine. They should do fine with
yeah.
it. I think they
lose. Or they could
two.
Lose to Louisville. This could be a five loss. This is one of the harder schedules in the nation, in my opinion. Because even your out
Dan Ford coached Grambling can beat Florida.
And Florida's not an easy team to play for your last.
They are very easy. Everybody can beat Florida. Everybody can beat Florida.
If you don't have a giant anti-SEC bias. Florida's not.
I mean, the issue
must be
with
nice
Florida
to play in the SEC
when
there's nobody even remotely decent.
When Florida plays bad teams, they crush them. When Florida plays anybody who's even remotely decent, they lose. They have not beaten. Yeah. The SEC East, they get beat by every one of these teams, and then Tennessee chokes the division away.
They beat Georgia,
who's terrible. Georgia stinks. Georgia is garbage.
There is no way that was true.
Against who? Like Rice? Who did they play in a bowl?
They beat NC State last year.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
I just made that up.
You just make stuff up. Like the only way they could play is the Peach Bowl. NC State hasn't made a Peach Bowl in 40 years.
My point here, though, is Florida's not the easiest team to end your season.
It's a rivalry.
They are very easy.
At your
rival. They can't run.
Be,
they can't pass. They have no offensive line. And their defense can't stop a good offense. That is very easy
not
to play.
Not a cakewalk.
It's.
I mean, they're not.
It's a rivalry game at a stadium where everybody in the crowd knows they're going to get their ass beat.
No, it's not a cakewalk.
It is a walk through a sea of pie.
It's not like you're
it's
in
not a cakewalk.
Syracuse.
Syracuse is going to be a tougher game than Florida this
That's
year.
That's bullshit.
Jim McElwain is going to, like, mid-season, everybody's going to be talking about,
matter.
Well,
they still
who's going to be their next coach.
They still have more talent.
But it doesn't matter if everybody's an idiot coaching it. You could take the best talent who ever damn lived. If everybody involved in coaching them is a blithering buffoon, it doesn't matter.
Bullshit.
That's been the story of Florida for a decade now. If you just take great talent and give them a moron to coach it, it doesn't matter.
No,
how good
they
it
still
is.
Win seven games. If you put a moron at
seven,
Syracuse, they win no games.
They won seven games. Let's give them a medal. I don't
if
know why
you
I'm
put
McElwain
at Syracuse. How many games would he win?
He'd win a game. He would win a game.
There you go. So
a
tells
game.
Me Florida's got a lot of talent. Sorry. Sorry, a school from the SEC is good at sports.
All people
Sorry.
Who have
no,
a lot
they're
of money
not.
Are good people.
They are.
They have
we
a lot
this.
Of money and then waste it
That's
on morons.
It's good. It's have like
oh tear.
Yes,
sure.
There's no two sides with money.
I just look forward to who's going to be. I look forward to what Larry Fedora is going to do at Florida in a year and a half.
Well. Speaking of that, let's jump now to the Atlantic side of the ACC, and let's jump now to Cam, your boys, or maybe on the coast, UNC.
Yeah, get it right. That's the coastal.
He's got a
cupcake
tough,
division.
Got an interesting.
The old tricky matchup. You don't have the tape.
That's a weird.
That's not tough. Cal's the worst team in the Power Five.
No, that's a weird matchup. Though.
I don't.
They've
I don't
run into Cal a lot. If you.
No, they haven't. That's true.
You got the you don't have tape coming in from out west. You don't know.
More
half of these boys never even seen the Pacific.
You,
What are they going to do when Cal comes in talking of this great land of California?
It's a short year for Carolina. They played half of a game. And
wait, are you saying that they're going to convince the entire UNC team to move to California and grow oranges? Like, I don't understand.
That's what I'm saying. No, they found
they
out
all
they
decided to
weed.
Become Tom Joad.
No, they like, can grow weed in California, so they leave UNC. I don't see.
Oh, yeah, they're going to destroy Louisville. Beat them by 1,000.
Okay, but maybe not. But then UNC has a tougher game after that. They play Louisville. So, not an easy start to the year, needless to say. But then you also play. You play Notre Dame.
Yeah,
you have
seven,
to go to Georgia Tech.
Seven.
You have the stretch.
Nice.
You also
yeah.
go to
Va Tech. That sounds
you
about
play
right.
Miami, and then you're
they're
out.
They're going
to
be rough.
Not the easiest little stretch for UNC, but I like UNC maybe to win 7 games. Is that fair?
I mean, we're going to pretend like Larry
he had an
Fedora
amazing first
make
debut.
Out of
the first
play.
Debut. He had an amazing
like
debut.
Yeah, because the guy they had NFL. Last year was awful. Sure,
I mean, he was. I mean, he's not sure. that good.
Yeah, he did.
Well, that's because he changed his name to Mitch.
Doesn't know what he's doing, but had a great
when
game.
He was Mitch,
confused.
He knew what
understand.
He was doing. Then he changed his name to the name of a movie from Mystery Science
no.
3000. He doesn't know
Mitch,
what he's
he had a 150
yeah.
QB rating or 130 QB rating.
Yeah, he didn't have a great game.
Yeah.
I thought he was,
I mean,
like, drunk.
It probably
or
had something to do
like,
with,
people
like,
thought he had,
and throwing
people thought he had
interceptions
no motor skills.
For a touchdown for the other team and then fumbling the ball.
Yeah, he had a great, but you know what? He didn't win, so how great was it?
Yep.
Hey, Mike Glennon's got an NFL arm. You hush your mouth.
But I do want to ask you, though, real quick, while we have you here. You watched Mitchell Trubisky play a lot last year. Would you take him? Would you trade up to take him over to Deshaun Watson?
Ugh.
That's the dumbest
I like
thing.
Mitch.
Would you trade up to
Mitch.
Take him
Mitchell?
Over?
Mitch.
Cookie
I don't
house,
know who he is anymore.
Chip.
I like him, but no,
not
I love
even a good
and
cookie
I love
house
Deshaun
flavor.
Watson too.
I'm just saying a chocolate.
I think he's going to be a decent quarterback, but I don't think he's a number two overall pick. No, I don't think so. I think eventually we could division, but I mean, I don't think they win 8.
Let's
I think
back
they
to
win
quick.
6
so
or 7
this
and
win an 8 game.
Beat
think this
NC State at the end of the year
again?
Because Carolina NC State have this weird thing where whenever one of them is good, the one that's crappy beats them and ruins their life. And State's done that to Carolina for like 3 or 4 years, and so it's about time for Carolina to do that to State.
Yeah. Let's jump to another team in that division real quick. A team that had 9 wins but only 4 in the ACC last year. That's Georgia Tech, who has a weird, kind of a weird schedule this year. What do you, Dan? This is your boy, it's your Paul Johnson. This is the guy you jerk off to his offense every night. What do you think about Tech this year?
Well, I mean, they should be better than they were last year. Their B-backs have more experience coming in this year. That tends to be a key with their offense, is do the B-backs know how to throw a cut block on the edge there? I think they're going to be improved. I think they're going to be a tough matchup for anybody in the ACC, and I think with Pitt taking a step back, with UNC taking a step back, I could see them making a run at the Coastal Division title
yeah,
and not, and
I
not
looked
mattering
at their schedule
in the ACC yeah. championship.
Yeah. I looked at their schedule real quick, and besides Miami and Clemson, which Miami's
why,
probably
why
a must-win,
why does it,
Tech does
why does it even
division.
Matter? Why are we
they
even
got
looking
a lot of good
at
games
at schedule?
Home.
Why are we even trying to analyze
Georgia?
Which isn't a big advantage for Georgia.
Like they're
Tech,
just going to do the opposite. Sucks. I mean, that team
but
is like my notes because I have extensive notes here because I'm an ACC expert on Georgia Tech. It says who the hell knows? Because who knows?
True.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, they probably won't beat Georgia.
I think that's fair to say because I think like Tech might. They might not win a game, but then beat Georgia, who's undefeated for some dumb reason. That's Tech.
So well, they, I mean Georgia Tech. I mean Georgia ain't gonna.
I thought Syracuse was jumping up to the
NFL. You
never
know, Dan. Mr. Syracuse is gonna win the national championship in 2 years.
I did not say
the
that.
That's
what
I heard.
Syracuse would beat Georgia though.
Yeah, that's what. I heard.
But like you know, Georgia. I mean, pop. Hey, you know, you go to those Georgia Tech blogs. Paul Johnson owns Kirby Smart. Like, he already showed him what's what.
He wrote that one. Dan wrote that one for
so,
himself.
So, yeah, I think Georgia beats Tech.
Nah. Kirby Smart's an idiot.
Kirby dumb.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, I want to jump now to the team I think a lot of people
my only pre-show prep is the Kirby dumb line that every radio show host if the entire state of Georgia has already said four times already.
I want to jump now to the team that a lot of people are picking to win the division. I think we'll see him in wherever.
Greensboro Coliseum. That'd be great.
That's Miami.
Charlotte still?
I don't know. Jacksonville playing like Greensboro.
I want them to play in Greensboro.
I was afraid you weren't going to say any words. I thought we were going to have to call 911.
Wait, they don't have a fairground. I was about to say, they played the Dixie Classic Fair. I smell burnt toast.
But let's talk Miami now. Miami's got a weird schedule. Looking at it right away, you open up with some team I've never – BCU. I don't know what the fuck that is. Then you go to Arkansas State for some weird reason. Then you go to FSU. That's a weird open schedule there, right?
Well, what you got against – what you got against going to Arkansas State?
That's weird. Lovely you don't that see time of year. How far is Miami falling?
Well, at the time Miami scheduled this, they were thinking they needed a coach, and Arkansas State was just running through coaches. So, like, well, we'll play them, and maybe we can steal the guy.
Miami's playing a tech game. We can scout. Yeah, that's a very weird deal there. But Miami's always kind of cash strapped. So, if anybody is going to play a game on the road against the Sun Belt, it's Wake Forest or Miami. Like, that's just the reality.
Yeah, anyone's going to have the cash to pay off to get
yeah,
Miami.
Yeah, well, I mean, with my
state.
But look at Miami's schedule. Pretty much every team in the Coastal,
it's all about quarterback. I mean,
not that hard to
the Coastal
has
so many good quarterbacks, and they're all gone. And now
maybe
no one knows what's going on. So, can Mark Richt get a quarterback? I mean, Mark Richt has been a perennial backup.
You just touched on why I'm picking Miami to win.
Get
the Coastal.
Out of here!
Like if there's any guy in this whole conference, who has
get
a
out of
here.
Mark Richt is a perennial backup quarterback, and that's all he's ever had on
together
his team.
And have a quarterback. It's Mark Richt.
Get out of here!
Mark Richt could coach you into a quarterback in an NCAA quarterback. Yeah, he takes backup quarterbacks and they throw for like 68%.
Yeah, because look what he did.
Aaron
Murray,
the number one quarterback,
was down by five interceptions.
Aaron Murray would have not been the best.
He always got top quarterback talent, and
without
Mark mediocre at best.
That guy's
man. Okay.
Come on, but he sucked. It doesn't mean anything.
I mean,
they were not.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
Not true though.
Like Mark Richt's quarterback, Mark Richt has been was consistently at Georgia the absolute most consistent developer of quarterback talent in that whole conference. There's not even a close second. And what happened as soon as Georgia got rid of him, their quarterback play went through the toilet.
That's my thing. He's getting amazing talent. What people are scouting as amazing talent.
I mean, Mark, if you hand Mark Richt a quarterback,
100%,
they will not
be
amazing.
Obvious.
Don't get me wrong. They're not going
to
be amazing.
Extent, if you're always getting the number one
they're
guy,
not all
point,
but they're not.
The
just because you're
be good.
Ranked
he
number
never
one doesn't
got
mean
them
amazing.
To be great. He will always make them good.
Like, he just consistently.
He was always making number one quarterbacks into Chris Winkie.
But
that's what seems
they're
weird.
Always
to me.
Chris Winkie.
Seems like he's capping
like
talent.
He could make anybody into Chris Winkie. Well, they weren't all number one quarterbacks. Aaron,
no, that's not fair.
I don't think Murray was as highly talented as you're making.
The year
out.
He actually
Murray was
had
like
the guy
was
6 foot quarterback.
Tall and had a pop gun for an arm. Like he wasn't.
But the guy did have a good. The year he did have a guy with a ton of talent, Matthew Stafford. I think he had a pretty good college career.
No, he's not. Murray was.
Well, David.
Yeah, Murray was his best quarterback.
David Green was. Actually, DJ Shockley was actually his best quarterback. People forget that.
DJ Shockley was his best coaching job.
Yeah.
Was like, Shockley was terrible.
And he went to, they lost to West Virginia, but they went to a BCS bowl. DJ Shockley, a quarterback. Like,
yeah, he did a great job at Georgia.
I like
Charlie
this Miami
Ward.
Team. Like I said, I think probably one
did a great
loss.
Job
I mean,
as
you,
the head
hey,
coach.
You only know Charlie Ward's name because of Mark Richt. I mean, he was offensive coordinator. What did Bobby Bowden ever win after he lost Mark Richt? That's all I got to say.
All right. Speaking
That's
of winning, I want
win
to jump
thing.
To a. I want to jump to a team Cam loves, near and dear to his heart. Let's talk Duke. What is going on at Duke football?
Duke was in this awesome place where they had the
Duke
best coach in
Duke.
The Coastal. And so he was
and
kicking
so
ass, and then the
in,
rest of the Coastal
fucked.
Decided to hire him.
They're in like
him
that weird
coaches.
Zone below tech.
And so Duke went, "Oh, like, crap."
Yes, and they never stopped being Duke. Like, they still continue to have, like they don't, like, it's not like, oh, they,
their
like,
recruiting has gotten and better for start sure. But yeah, like, I mean, they're still, school.
It's still just like a bunch of dudes at least who, if they didn't play football for Duke, would probably be playing rugby for, like, BYU or something.
Yeah, I think all of Durham is going to be going crazy for that.
Are y'all really excited for that big NC Central?
Oh no, you live there.
Week one, is that what you?
Central was actually pretty good last year, weren't they? Didn't Central win their deal? And I am a former semester alumnus of NC Central, so I'm on the mailing list.
But yeah, I look over this Duke team, like 3 wins maybe. It's a hard schedule. I mean, I guess you beat Baylor as your big out-of-conference game, but I don't see you winning too much.
I don't know. Like, Baylor should beat them, but I think Baylor's going to be a mess. I'm not sure how that will
go. And then you
that
go could... to Army. That's the big – that might
okay,
be
that's
a
win.
Break for Duke is when you travel to play Army.
That should be a win. I mean, because Army's MO is that they play everybody tough and never beat anybody who anybody's ever heard of. They beat you know, some northeastern school that, like, Lafayette. That doesn't even sound like a real college. You know, it's named after some guy who was a general in the French army in 1852.
They can't get worse.
So I would also join in with Duke's good neighbor in the standings. That'd be Virginia. But do we think Virginia improves?
What about Bronco?
No.
Dan, what about Bronco?
I don't think they'll get any better. I don't see where it's coming from.
This was a 2-win team from last year, lost their last 7 games. So not the hottest.
I think he's going to regret leaving.
He wasn't allowed to bring all of his wives.
I don't understand that move. He has no ties to the East. All of his recruiting ties are out West. He's coached his entire career out West. He's got like 17 wives,
and
wives
let,
waiting
they let
for
the
him.
Samoan Savages into Virginia? Is that allowed?
No. No Samoan Savages are allowed in beautiful
That's
Charlottesville.
That's what you need if you're a coach for BYU. You need the island boys with the hard heads to win. You're not bringing. Sure. I mean, that's just the truth. If you're not getting the Samoan talent, that's how you win it. You know, that's how you win it. BYU. If you can't get that over Virginia, it's probably shit out of luck.
I think Bronco would have been a great hire for Virginia like 6 years ago. But
I always
by
feel
the
like
time
he's
they got
there.
Him, it's like, well, like everybody else in the Coastal has a better coach than him.
Yeah.
Like,
shouldn't Virginia just bring back Al Groh? Shouldn't he just
no?
Coach
he coached
Virginia forever.
Yeah, I always forget he isn't the coach there.
But they should, even if is he dead? If he's dead, reanimate his just put
no,
a
he does. He does like ESPN 6, like when an ACC game is when an ACC game is playing like an FS.
That's all he
FCS
talks about
team,
in his when he's talking about
either
games
Al Groh
too.
Or John
look at
Bunting.
The fullback coming out here on the
UNC
feet.
Great
John
Bunting.
That's calling the guy's not even a fullback. It's an offensive lineman, John.
Fullback
that's why
guy.
He couldn't even. You're handing off to an illegal player. What is going on?
No, that's a punter. They got the fullback on the floor.
John Bunting has full on dementia. He's just screaming fullback every play. Fullback!
John,
that's a cookie.
We can expect even more disaster and mayhem for Virginia in the football season this year. Despite what we maybe just saw this past weekend, it may even be worse.
Okay.
I mean, here's a reminder. Richard Spencer did go to Virginia and Duke. Those are his two colleges he attended.
ACC. You don't see any people who were racist out of the SEC.
That's a shame. You got you finally got your jersey
now.
After literally Pittsburgh. 8 years of pitching this team as like the best
so
team in the ACC.
Yeah, I don't like this
you
team.
You finally
is good
get
now
their jersey,
Canada's
and now you
got to
get rid
and,
of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. They blew it. Last year was their year, and they just blew too many close games.
But you did get the one big win for Pitt last year, though, right?
Sure. They beat Penn State, which is obviously the most important game of the year for them.
Well, did they not beat – who beat Clemson last year? I thought it was Pitt.
They did. They beat Pitt – they beat Clemson, and they beat Penn State. So they beat two playoff teams.
Two top five teams, yeah.
I can't understand why their offensive coordinator got poached. It's just total shocker.
Can we talk about that for a second?
A lot of it was having creativity on the offense.
I think he might be kind of stupid.
Interesting since their coach's whole thing is supposed to be he's a great defensive coach. But yeah.
Yeah, like if you're gonna not pass,
he's a great, he's
or at
the,
least not throw the ball more than 10 yards.
He's
down the
best
field.
Defensive coach you could have hired in 2005. It's just a shame that it's not 2005 anymore. Like, I mean, he can defend four verts. He's got four verts on lock.
I got
four verts is screwed on him.
Yeah, I got
everything else will work.
Dude, how
crickets?
How hyped are we for Youngstown State at Pittsburgh to open the year?
I think Youngstown can win that game. Because y'all know who coaches Youngstown, right?
Oh, you're right.
Guy used to be at Nebraska.
Is Maurice Barrett there, Pellini. Too? Is he, like, teaching a class or something?
And, you know, the AD is there.
Oh, good.
Boy, Jim Tressel.
Youngstown State is not to be fucked with.
I hope so.
He's playing.
I think he plays. I think he's. I think he goes to school there again. I think
and they can't
I think
stop staring at his sweater vest.
Finish that degree.
But the problem with Tressel though is if he always distracts his coaches because he just talks about punts all day. That's the one weakness there.
My favorite thing about Tressel is he has a photographic memory of every single punt and every single game he ever coached.
Every
he can like
punt.
Recall
yes.
every single punt, not even the blocked ones, not even the and noteworthy.
No, he said blocked.
He can remember
punts,
every.
I
single
wish he would
punt.
Watch a game that my wife would coach. If he'd let my wife,
he remembers
coach and watch
every
her
single
game,
punt
it would be hilarious
that ever was punted in any game he
punt.
Ever coached.
He will not punt.
There's yeah. never been a coach more obsessed with punts. I mean,
Anthony,
probably.
But
be
I it. Look at then I look at Pittsburgh's schedule. That's a tough. This is a tough little deal. Because, yeah, you run into not the easiest, whatever we call it now, team.
I mean, yeah, that's a team I would never play. Like,
yeah,
FCS
and then you
was.
Go
I would not schedule Youngstown State.
Then you go at Penn State. Then Oklahoma State comes into town. Then you go to Tech. So then you could start off potentially.
They're going to be good.
If you're Pitt.
Yeah. And disaster could strike and you could end up 0-4 and the whole season.
Then you play Rice
just,
and then you play Syracuse, the greatest football team of all time this year. So that should be.
Yeah, I mean, this could be like a complete disaster year for Pitt. And then their head coach will be like really mad he didn't leave and take a different job in the off season, like everybody else involved with that school did. Yeah, I just don't see it. Like I don't see how their offense works without Canada and Connor's gone too. And their defense was terrible last year. And now it ain't got that great offense, keeping it off the field. Like it's not good, bro.
I want to jump to another team.
And Penn State is going to be pissed off, too.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing with like a
rebounding.
Lot of fury and a lot of anger.
But let's talk about Virginia Tech, baby. We're going to see a rebound for Va Tech this year? Or is it going to... Well, I mean, but I think not a rebound. That's not right. But are we going to see Va Tech get back?
They're going to keep improving. Because what you were talking about with Miami and Mark Richt,
team,
that's what Justin Fuente does.
Win back-to-back.
Except he doesn't take number one quarterbacks out of high school. He takes people that no one knows about, turns them into top picks. NFL-style, great quarterbacks. Yeah, it's easy.
And I look at their—they're out of conference.
Yeah, the only game they have is they have to play at Miami. That's
your
the only game.
Toughest
they have.
Teams are West Virginia, and East Carolina, and Old Dominion. You should kill all three of those teams.
I can't believe you talking about Old D that way.
we'll have to get the fact check.
That's literally what everybody calls them.
I Old Dominion.
Everybody in Virginia calls them Old D. I promise you that. I promise you.
Yeah,
I promise
but you know
you
what?
That.
I look at Va Tech.
Sure.
You do host Clemson. That could be like your game to hang your hat on this year. Miami and Clemson might be the two make or break games for Va Tech this year. Is that fair to say? Because you probably kill UNC. You beat Duke.
No Notre Dame. No Florida
Tech,
State.
Pitt,
no Louisville.
Virginia. These are the big conference games you got to win here for Va Tech. Because I don't think you play Notre. You don't play Notre Dame this year. A team we're going to get to in a second. My favorite. Yeah,
this is the old-fashioned schedule that got Virginia Tech all those championships.
Yeah.
All those ACC, all those Coastal Division championships. Because Virginia Tech always had the easiest schedule in their division, and they were good and rode that to Charlotte. So this is very much a throwback. And
so do
again,
we...
Virginia Tech, there's no school in the ACC happier with the division set up in Virginia Tech because they get to play Boston College every single game.
But when Cam, you seem to be like a little bit lower on Miami, maybe higher on Vatek. Do you have Vatek winning the division here?
Well, rest
in
peace.
Are they going to Greensboro to play Louisville? That's what you're saying.
Well, by the time the podcast comes out,
they're going to wrestle Ric Flair first. The winner gets Louisville.
RIP Ric Flair.
Not dead yet.
He's good chance. Let's jump now to my favorite ACC team, the unofficial, the step kid, the redheaded stepchild, Notre Dame.
They're more like the stepdad of the ACC. Like they don't really love us. They don't really care all that much. But like they'll throw some money at us. So they're like our stepdad.
How do we feel about this Notre Dame team, Tan? Because this is a looking through the schedule.
I'm an alumni of an ACC school,
gotcha.
Sir. I am a physical. If you are a student at an ACC school, you become a partial owner.
I had a
of
tutor
ACC
that read
property.
Me the bylaws
it's
before
there
I signed
in the
them, so that must have been why I missed that.
Do you pay dues to the ACC every year, Dan? Is that what you...
Yeah, it's like a country club. We all wear white pants and sweaters.
Did y'all see this?
Dang, tutors.
But we think Notre Dame sucks, right? Like, I'm looking at the Notre Dame schedule. Four wins.
Yeah, Brian Kelly getting fired.
It's over. Like, he'd probably lose to Georgia. You'd get killed by USC. Even her boys NC State might get a win.
Well, they beat him last year. I would assume they ain't going to lose back-to-back to NC
State.
Well,
it goes
especially since they were better than NC State last year. They were just stupid. Like, they decided they were going to throw the ball in a hurricane. And NC State just went, well, we're just not going to do anything because it's a hurricane. And then Notre Dame fumbled the ball, and NC State scored that way. So I don't know if they played that game 9 times and it wasn't in a hurricane, I'm pretty sure Notre Dame would have won.
Maybe you can get a hurricane in Indiana during the game. Maybe work your weather magic. Because now let's jump to the best team in the ACC, Dan, and that's NC State, a team that won 3 games in the conference last year. Your boys.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team.
They're good at scheduling shitty out of conference teams to play. I can tell you that much.
That's been the way NC State's been the entire time since I was a freshman in college. I remember those glorious ACC games playing, you know, I feel like we played South Alabama 2 times a year for like 3 years. We just played a home and home in the same season.
You play
the fighting, fighting.
You
got to
play the tough team of South Carolina to open up the year. I believe that's on a third. Man, it's on a Saturday actually this year. Then you play Marshall. Then Furman comes to town. You got to be scared when the purple Furminator. That's right.
I believe they're Paladins.
That's right. I knew there was some Christian Bible name.
I thought it was like a
military thing, isn't it?
I thought it was like a Bible military. That's what I was. Everyone I knew went to Furman was like a youth minister, essentially. Swear to God. But Dan, I think the toughest game for your boys is
but
State.
NC State would be playing Alabama in the SEC championship if they were in the SEC.
We're going to lose to Syracuse. I'm already telling you this now. No doubt. I have zero doubt. If
God,
the
he's
NC
on the radio
State
in Memphis like every week.
SEC, as Clay Travis kept saying was definitely going to happen 5 years ago.
Oh, that must be it. God, I hate listening to him. Anyway, can
isn't he based in Tennessee? That's on y'all.
Yeah,
man.
He's based out of Nashville.
That's some Yankee shit.
Yeah, he went to Vanderbilt because his dad's a judge.
Where they play manly football.
Yeah, I mean, they would definitely win the SEC East, but they don't play in the SEC East.
They're better than UNC.
7-5.
They're better than you in
here,
but we've watched this rivalry for too long. We know how that is.
Nah. UNC looks like UNC's terrible this year. UNC's winning. Yeah, this is the inside scoop. You pick the
one that no one in the world
cares
about.
Who's worse? That's who's going to win the game.
You know what? This rivalry reminds me of my favorite NFL rivalry, and that would be Titans Jaguars. No, but
the one that the one that's not a rivalry.
It just means no one looked at the calendar.
It used to play on Thursday every year. It was more an event than a
that
rivalry.
Don't make it a rivalry. That just means that nobody else will play on Thursday. And they got shit to do Sunday. That just means you got two NFL teams in the Bible Belt And so it's like, well, their fans would it's appreciate the worst a city Sunday in the to world. Go to church without having to rush back home.
I don't. Is anyone in Nashville a Christian? That's pretty. Seems like a godless kind of area in Nashville. Maybe you know that.
Again, I've made my opinions on Nashville clear. It's a whole city of dudes with manicures and dually trucks and tractors for a 1 acre yard. It's barbarism.
But a great place for a bachelorette party. So let's go to our new spot. No, I'm just kidding. So as we kind of ramp
yeah, and
up,
they have those like goofy bicycles, right? Where you like everybody sits in it, like everybody sits on like a circle, and they all pedal.
Look,
and then they
here's
throw
the thing
up
about Nashville:
trying to drink and
the thing about Nashville
time,
is, if you're Nashville,
much.
You either live long enough, see oh, yourself Nashville become the villain.
You, sounds like
you guys
not,
know what I'm talking
no,
about.
I don't know.
You took
I can't,
all the
I don't
cool
know.
Black stuff.
There you go. I still think that's backwards. There you go.
You either live long enough to see yourself become the villain or die a hero.
Oh, good.
That's good. Wrong. Either you die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become... That's our second quote from The Dark. I think we have one to end the show, actually. So stay tuned for that. But okay.
Let's let everybody know that we do not record this show all in a row.
But okay, but let's let's put a bow on it.
Totally possible.
We got one in the ACC. Who's in the title game in Greensboro? Dan, you go first.
The title game will be Georgia Tech and Florida State. Georgia Tech and Florida State will play for the championship. Georgia Tech.
I can't
will
believe Syracuse.
Three
I thought Syracuse was going to end up winning that
and
game,
then
even though they weren't playing.
35-17.
All right, can't believe
I've got Virginia Tech and Louisville in the Greensboro Classic.
I got Syracuse winning the Super Bowl. That's for another.
I mean, don't play. There's a lot of NFL
no kidding.
Riders. The only
no respect on this show.
I
got Virginia Tech
and
Louisville.
So don't play.
Greensboro Classic.
They would
Tech
definitely.
Louisville.
Well, they've heard of Northwestern. Louisville. But Cam, go ahead before you're rudely interrupted.
None.
You know what? I got Miami FSU, but I got Miami.
That okay? That's an amateur move picking
no,
Miami Florida State.
Here's the twist. Here's the twist, Dan. But I've got Syracuse comes out. They rip off their mask.
Syracuse does the money in the bank.
No,
they cash
no,
it
the
in.
NWO thing. They rip off their jerseys. No. But I got Miami beating FSU
that'd be fun.
In the regular season. FSU comes
it'd be the
around,
thing that the ACC's
Miami.
Wanted for
this game
since they
the playoffs,
added Miami.
Both
so that'd be
teams
fun.
Only have one loss. That's my prediction. You know that. A little fun.
Yeah. Birds fall out of trees and everything, man.
We're
just
gonna
don't be
get
standing
it
under
this
a tree
year.
When it happens.
Well, unless the eclipse kills us, this will be the biggest year for the ACC, but they won't lose.
Are eclipses dangerous?
Right.
Yeah. But don't look.
I mean, I know
well,
you're not
that
supposed
syphilis,
to stare
but
at it.
Sure.
Why? It's being blocked out. Why couldn't you stare at it?
You go blind. That's how Galileo lost his eyes.
He melted his brain at the sun.
Galileo wasn't having sex. He was a proud boy.
He's
in he was in the no he was in the NOFAP army.
And on that note, this was our ACC previews. I've got FSU.
Take that for data.
Cam has Louisville winning, and I forgot Dan picked Syracuse. So
keep that for your record. Sure. Let's put it in.
Let's jump back to me and Dan in the studio. All right, there we go. Who knew that there were all these teams in the Atlantic Coastal Championship Conference? Wow.
Yeah, they got two whole divisions now.
Two
they
divisions.
Got an they got an Atlantic and a Coastal.
Wow. Amazing. But before we get out of here, any news, Dan? Anything you want to mention before we get out of here? Any fuck yous of the week, maybe?
Oh, man. I think we both got the same fuck you of the week, and I don't even know if we even
that's
got
right, it. And that's
you,
to...
You know.
That's to the
that's
alt-left.
That's the statues.
And Anitta, who's starting the real violence, and and not our good buddies in the Third Reich.
My actual fuck you of the week is to Neera Tanzen, or whatever her name is,
mm-hmm.
because, like, oh, congrats, you've been ghostwriting for our crazy senile president.
Yeah, that's congrats. You know, the real fuck you of the week, fuck you to libs. Not people on the left, liberals. Fuck you. How about that? Everyone knows, fuck the Nazis, fuck everyone, fuck the libs trying to co-opt everything that the left has done and try to look like they're cool. when the whole reason we have a game show host president is because of them. So fuck them. This is all your fault. If you were a Hillary man, this is your fault. This is on you, man. Nazis are marching because you sent out a candidate that lost to a game show host. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're deeply incompetent people who still refuse to admit that you're incompetent.
Yeah. The quote, the greatest movie of all time, Dan.
Oh, God.
Trump's just a mad dog going after who let him loose.
Oh, God.
I'm ready to...
You know what? Fuck you, the week is now you for quoting that movie again.
Well, Dan, you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
I hate you.
Yep. So, but we'll be back next week, SEC preview, but most importantly, we're also going to preview what I'm calling a week zero, Dan, and that's going to be the first kind of unofficial week of college football. We got like 6 games scheduled. It's not going to be that much fun, but I'm hyped.
It's going to be great. I'm UMass Hawaii, mark it down in your calendars.
I think like Presbyterian BYU, like a real holy
war. Oh man, where are they playing? Are they playing that in Provo or are they playing that in South Carolina?
Where do you think
is BYU traveling to South Carolina to play Presbyterian?
I believe they're playing in Jerusalem. At the winner gets the Holy Grail. So here we go.
Or as they call it, Solomon's Cup. And on that note, play the music, Jason.